Hello. Hello. Hello, world. Welcome to Connect the Dots. Yeah. Hey, this is PBS Radio. I call it Radio Free America because if the purpose of this show is to free your mind, to free your thinking, to free you from the control of the dark forces, the New World Order, and all those other creeps that are out there trying to destroy and control the human race. Hey, I hope you have a pen and pencil with you because there's something you need to write down right now before I forget, before you forget. Go and get that pencil and paper unless you have some kind of fantastic memory because there's something on Rumble.com right now, a video where it's talking about control of your mind. And I hope you got that pencil and paper ready, or you'll have to re-listen to the show when it gets archived in 4 or 5 days. Hey, it is. It's a full moon out today. But anyhow, this is it. Rumble.com/V4DWGDN-ADVANC. That should be enough to get you there. I'm talking about Advanced Cabal Technology Breakdown, the plan to connect us to the IoT. You'll have to find out what that means. But there's a lot of important information out there on this. And actually, if you follow me on Twitter, this is my most recent repost. And you can pick it off there. How to get to follow me on Twitter, go to PBS Radio, go to my show, Connect the Dots. Hey, my name is Tom Anderson. This is your host. And my hashtag on Twitter, Tom Anderson Prez, P-R-E-Z. That's it. And my most recent tweets are on there. And it's going to be like a half-hour thing, and you can find out all about this important information that is there to enlighten you and find out how bad the crazy behind-the-scenes rulers of this world are in relation to controlling your mind. And let me tell you something. If you want to find out all these kind of things that are going on, because some of them are still going on. Your body, your mind, your soul, they're out there trying to gain control of it. So you need to be strong-willed in this world. And what more can I say than that? Hey, this is Call Radio Show, 888-627-6008. But it's still a full moon out there. Walk outside and see if you can spot that moon. It's a full moon, an important full moon. Hey, this is 25th of February. You know, this was the birthday of, and people still celebrate it, of that famous Beatle, George Harrison. Yeah. Oh, that's it, February 25th, you know, one of the most important guitar players in the history of rock and roll because he was the lead guitarist with the Beatles. Yeah, you remember that band, you've heard of them before, went down the history world, became famous in their own right, gained the title of the most popular band to ever exist, and they still hold that title because they did more than just play music to write great songs and give great performances. They brought the magic to the people, And if you don't believe me, hey, just go watch a couple of my videos out there on YouTube. Beatlemania in America 2. Yeah, 2. Number 2. Beatlemania in America 2. And you'll see, you can get the feel of the famous Shea Stadium concert where the fans are screaming beyond belief. World records in sound production were set that night back in the last century. First big rock and roll concert of all time in the famous Shea Stadium, which eventually got knocked down because that's part of the plan to destroy humanity, take away all your memories, take away all the famous buildings of the past. And they're still doing it today, you know, because artificial intelligence wants to control you. Negative ET races want to control you. But at the same time, they're envious of you, the human being, because we know how to have fun as humans. And these negative ETs don't. And certainly artificial intelligence, that's why they hate humanity, you know, because they don't know how to have fun. They're incapable of having fun. They don't have a soul. They don't know what the joy of having fun is, and that brings hate for us, and that brings the desire to control us. But us strong human beings, no, we're not going to give up on having fun. In fact, that's the most important part of life, one of the most important things. But when I wake up in the morning, every day of my life, it's important to have fun. If you're not having that kind of a fun life, man, you are missing out, because life can be beautiful and fun and joyful. And that's one of my goals in life, was to have fun every day, every moment of my life as much as possible. And I'm very successful at that. And what can I say? You should be having fun too. But there's this ongoing game of controlling humanity. It's sickening, you know? But we have to deal with it, you know? That's right. We have to deal with it. And we can. Hey, name of the show here is Connect the Dots, and I'm connecting the dots here. But at the same time, it's called the radio show. You can call up, and you can connect the dots, too. I hope you wrote down that Rumble TV thing. Like I said, if you didn't write it down, I'll use it. You can archive this show. That's what's great about PBS Radio. You know, Radio Free America. You can archive the show if you missed something I said, want to review it. You can archive the show 4 or 5 days later. Just go to PBS Radio, go to the name of the show, and figure out how to do it. Not that difficult, really. But the most important thing anybody can do right now, if you haven't, I've talked about this location before, it's called The Portal. 2012 Portal on the internet. 2012portal.blogspot.com. That's right. 2012portal.blogspot.com. And the notes from the conference in Phoenix, Arizona, on the 3rd and 4th of February, they're out there now. And a lot of important things were said at that event and informing us, that's us humanity, about how things are moving along behind the scenes, how close we are getting to the event. You need to find out about this. You know, if you're not aware, if you're not following this, man, you need to get with it, or woman, you need to get with it, and start finding out what the real big picture is behind the scene, because this is the group that are out there, represented by the Cobra one, This is the group that is taking command of the situation, the Galactic Confederation, with their resistance movement from down under the earth, in the subterranean world, and all the spacecraft above us, circling around the earth and circling about in our solar system. This is the big takedown of the cabal. It's happening. We're living through it right now. We don't have to actually do that much because our galactic brothers and sisters are doing it for us. How about that? You know? And that's the way it is. That's the way it's being done. But you need to look into it and check it out for yourself. I couldn't possibly tell you all the information. Though I tell you little bits here and there, but there's so much information. You got to check it out, the portal. Now, all the information from the past 12 years, too late to get it for free. You can get some of it, but if you want to know exactly what's happened in the last 12 years, how our good galactic brothers and sisters have been fighting the dark side here on Earth, and all the evil evil bunches of crap, evil entities that have been here, and some of them are still here, festering and doing their best to hang on to our whatever they can hang on to us, their control of us, and they're still controlling us to some extent. But anyhow, the battle is ongoing, and it's almost at the finish. Victory of the light has been declared, but you've got to find out about this. Now you actually, if you want to go back 12 years and find out everything that happened, you used to be able to go back for free, but too late now. You should have took the message when it was out there for free. Now it's in the book form, so you got to buy the book. Now you want to know everything the good ETs have done for the last 12 years? Well, when you go to the portal and find out, you can buy that now in the book form. Oh, well, hey, I try to get things for people for nothing. But you got to be there when the sale is on, you know? Everything for nothing sale, well, it's over right now, with the exception of the most recent stuff. And the most recent stuff is that February 3rd, February 4th conference hosted by Cobra, the Cobra one, who's representing the resistance movement and the Galactic Confederation. They're not trying to con you, but that's the term they use now because there's a fake Galactic Federation group or groups out there that are still trying to trick people, and it'll go until the end of time. In the end of the time, and as in this time cycle, maybe only a year away. Well, you need to find out about it. Don't just take my word for it, but it'd be nice if you did and get ready for what's coming. Because the more people that become aware of what's coming, the faster we can make it happen. And we want it to happen soon. If you don't want it to happen soon, that's only because you're ignorant. You know? You have a right to remain ignorant. You know? You have the right to remain silent. You also have the right to remain ignorant. But why would you want to do that when there's so much to look forward to? Yeah, this reality is coming to an end, and it's going to be followed by a better reality. Of course, it'll be a short, brief intermission of maybe, I don't know, 7-day lockdown. While the good galactic forces round up the remaining trash on our world, they were hiding out in the holes, rats in a corner, you know, dirt bags hiding under the ground. But yeah, the trash is still here, a certain portion of it, hanging on to the last minute, the diehards, but they will be removed when the event finally happens, right after the event. And it'll be a voluntary lockdown. Our galactic brothers and sisters will tell us. Everybody just stay in their house for a week or so we can quickly round up all this these no-good so-and-sos. We know where they are, and we have the technology to grab them and take them out and toss them their evil little butts to cook in the cosmic central sun. Hey, I came across some information recently that, Jack, it's in the notes. You got to check this out. The notes from the Phoenix Conference. Very important information. They even talk about Lucifer. They talk about how he was apprehended and eventually saw his error and supposedly volunteered to walk into the central sun himself and disintegrate himself. You know, could be possible that he was shown his error and he realized that he had to be disintegrated because, being part of his own Luciferian rebellion. Of course, a lot of the people that got tricked into joining that rebellion, they're still here. The one known as the devil, still here on earth. Still causing problems, okay, but for you religious people, there's more bad guys out there than just the famous devil who we actually need famous ourselves. I keep talking about that, this creature, we gave him his nickname, the devil. That's not his real name. I'm not going to give that creature the benefit of hearing his name on my radio show, but the information is out there, what his prior name was. The nickname is the devil, but of course, those of us that have an expanded understanding of reality and all the aspects of it, the devil is just one of many demons. You know, why give all that credit to one? There's countless demons out there, invisible entities that joined. It wasn't that they didn't join Lucifer's rebellion, they joined the rebellion before that. Yeah, there's been, as I understand, there's been three major rebellions in the universe. And it's all coming to an end now, thankfully. The event is a marker line. When the event happens, that whoosh of energy that's kind of come across every living soul on this planet. It's only about a year away, that's it. Nobody knows the exact date, but it's going to be in the first half of 2025. It's been narrowed down to that. And get ready for it and be happy for it. Look forward to it. Let's, it's a cause for humanity to unite. And we need to do our best at uniting. You know, the people of this world, not the governments, because I've said it before, I say it in tweets on Twitter once in a while, but I also say it on this radio show if you've listened before. There's a difference between the government of a country and the people that they rule over. They're separate entities. No, the governments do not serve the people. You know, for a small bit of time, maybe they do one or two things, but in general, the governments rule over the people and they mistreat them because all the governments are controlled by evil demonic beings, evil negative ET races that can exist in other frequencies where we can't even see them, making them invisible, but they're there. And sometimes we can feel their presence. But there's too many evil controlling forces still on this planet. A lot of them have been removed in the last 12 years. Want to find out how much has been done. Like I said, you got to go to the portal and click on where you can buy the book and find out all that has happened in the last 12 years that mainstream media never told you about. All the players, you know, might have heard some of them, the Pleiadians. They were the ones that were going to be first show up and meet with us, but according to the representative Cobra, of the Galactic Confederation, now it's going to be the, I've said it in the past shows, the Eldebarons, Eldebarons are coming, the plan has been changed now, they're the group, you know, the humanoid type group, is going to be the first to show their faces when they land on Earth. It was going to be the Pleiadians, but something, they changed their mind. I don't know whether they got cold feet or they weren't you aren't happy the way humans were treating them or something. You know, you can look into that yourself. But, yeah, it's been a change of plan on that one. Well, the Indians are not going to be the first ones to step out of the spacecraft and say, take me to your leader. It's going to be the Aldebarans. Yeah, let's give them all a hand. Here they are, the Aldebarans, stepping out of the spacecraft and looking to us and saying, people of Earth. Who knows if that's the message? You know, that's part of the plan. Right before they land and take over, they're going to take over the airwaves, every communication. If they were landing tonight, my voice would disappear and you would hear, this is the Aldebaran speaking to you from inside our spacecraft. People of Earth, we have come to free you from the dark forces. We bring you gifts, replicators, med pits, and all other kinds of goodies. And like a science fiction movie, that's how it's going to play out. It's not that far away. Meanwhile, we need to project love for human beings. We're so many things simultaneously, and we can make our world a better place just by projecting love. And we need to turn our backs on these stupid wars that are going on, you know? Again, it's the evil governments getting the innocent populations involved in their wars, because the wars serve the evil dark force controllers. And they get us to kill each other, and they have no interest in more humans. They want there to be less humans on planet Earth. They're still following their game plan of total world control. Well, it's too late. Their plan has failed, but they're still hanging on to what they have accomplished. And they will do that up until the very last moment. So, which could translate, you know, the war in Gaza, the war in Ukraine. These wars will be kept going to the last minute unless we, the people of planet Earth, unite and gain control of these out-of-control governments that are perpetuating endless wars to serve their demon gods, you know, so they can get some more adrenochrome to drink. The ones at the very top. And if you don't know what adrenochrome is, well, look it up. It's a horror story, and it's ongoing film. But let's not think about that for this radio show here. You know, this is Radio Free America. When we talk about these things that nobody else really talks about. And I'm a take-command type person. And that's what we need to do. You know, let me inspire everyone who's listening. We, the people, need to take command of the situations ongoing, because those in control of what's ongoing are evil. Governments are evil. We don't need them. They're making themselves obsolete, but we can help them along with that a little too. Alternative sets forms of government. Given a bad word, government, and alternative systems need to be set up to replace these obsolete things called government. You know, governments were always set up to govern you, to control you. They're obsolete in the future. People, we can monitor ourselves. We don't need a government telling us what to do, what we can't do. And that's it. We don't need that crap. But we have to set up alternative systems, you know? We can't just have chaos rule. And, of course, the dark side, they're experts at causing chaos, and they want chaos all the time, because that incites us to harm each other, to ruin everything for their benefit, not for ours. And we are so easily tricked, easily mind-controlled. Human race is a gullible race. It's been known for hundreds of thousands of years, if not longer. And of course, one of the biggest bad guys are the Anunnaki. They're most of the control systems that we have fallen into are part of their way of dealing with things, you know. They're also part of the bad guys. I think originally started in Orion, then they went to the Soraya system. And then as traveling in their 12th planet, and that has the 3600-year cycle around our sun, 450,000 years ago. Hey, get the book called The 12 Planets. You'll find out all about it, how bad these creatures are. And in fact, chapter 4 of my book, Connected Austerity, you know, price is going down to $5 to $9, or if you want to pick it up to download the e-book. You can go to Barnes & Noble and get the full-size book there, and whatever, but you need to chapter 4 completely talks about the Anunnaki and how that all the bad aspects that we're familiar with of human society is a direct result of them controlling us for hundreds of thousands of years. Yeah, they have affected more control of humanity than those other famous evil beings like the devil and Lucifer and Satan. Most people don't realize those are three separate beings. Lucifer, he did his rebellion a couple hundred thousand years ago, you know. One of his companions was named Satan. See, they're separate entities, and the devil is a nickname for what used to be the planetary prince. There's all these titles, hundreds of titles, thousands of titles. The information is out there. The only reason you don't know about it because I guess you're not a truth seeker. Plenty of books out there to explain these things. Seek out the fifth apocryphal revelation. Explains how everything basically works without getting into the specifics. You know, universe is very orderly, and that's probably the best source of information to explain everything from the original source of all there is down to where we are now. And without giving you too much detail about it, there's so much information revealed, thousands and thousands of creatures that exist long before man was ever created. Yeah. All the life forms are created. They don't haphazardly happen. Earth scientists have brainwashed the people of Earth into believing it happened. No, it didn't happen where single-celled amoebas put themselves together and started forming complex life forms. No, it didn't happen like that. You know, everything that exists as a life form was created. And of course, we have a lot of bad creatures out there done by AI, intelligence, and demonic beings, anti-God beings. And we have the Phantom Matrix out there, which is a replica of the godly matrix that we all should be in. And, Earth was never designed to be, originally designed to be a place where evil could exist. Evil came here and they took control, you know, and that's the way it's played out. But we're going to take it all back soon. The event is coming up. I say, I'm telling you, it's only a year away. I got to take a drink of water. Nothing like ice cold and refreshing water. Yes, I like my water cold. But universal solving. Yeah. You might have heard that somewhere, someplace, somehow. So that here's the relation. Why do you want to read that? The notes of the conference in Arizona from 3 and a half weeks ago. Because we're all being affected, especially in America and Europe, we're being affected by the migrants, the criminals and the oppressed peoples that are looking for to find magic in America and certain European countries, looking for the freebies. And we have these influx of refugees, sometimes called invaders. Well, some of them are invaders. And here's the important information that was revealed at this conference. There's still a couple of portals on Earth, and that's the way to travel to Earth without a spacecraft. You find out where the stargates are, and you go through the stargates, and you end up on Earth. Whatever place you came, if you're not familiar with the show Stargate SG-1, science fiction show, I think it ran for 10 years in America here, and go search for plenty of episodes for 10 years, and you can find out of what kind of the technologies that are being used and being given. Only the elite and certain special military groups have access to this equipment, but it's real, and that's one of the reasons that I liked that show when it was out, because Stargate SG-1, because a lot of the shows were based on real situations that the secret military of the United States that protects us from many of the negative ET forces that are always looking to control us more than they control us already. A lot of their stories, so-called science fiction, were actually reenactments of realities that attacks we've had against our human race by these negative ET forces that were eventually put down and stopped. So if you haven't ever seen these shows, it's worth going out there and downloading copies of it or buying the DVDs, Stargate SG-1. And it's one of the few science fiction shows based on real-life stories. And you'll find out, you'll get a good perspective of these technologies of Stargates and time travel and all these kinds of things. They're all real. And anyhow, recently, a lot of reptilians are stargating themselves over to our planet and giving themselves cloned human bodies and jumping into them so they can walk around looking like humans. Yeah, this is possible. Sadly to say, because it's being used in a negative way, and they are infiltrating among the refugees, and they're making their way into the United States to cause harm and anything bad they can, because they are a conquering evil race, the reptilians. And they're doing that in Europe, too. So at the border, where's the detection equipment to detect these sneaky reptilians in human bodies that are sneaking in to cause more havoc? This is a serious issue that needs to be addressed. And of course, forget about government. They're all controlled. They want to look the other way and pretend nothing is happening. And also, they've all been probed and mind controlled or heavily bribed or blackmailed to make all the wrong decisions. That's why governments around the world need to be taken apart. They need to be replaced with something better. That's it. We can't allow them to continue ongoing the way they are, because the way the laws have been written, government has too much power. They're in control of the chain of command system where these idiots, these morons, these jerks, these stupid traitors can order military people to do all kinds of bad things to the regular common people. And they're misusing their authority, and they keep making one bad decision after another. We can't allow them to keep on doing this, you know? Like the timekeeper has said, the people's revolution is long overdue. And there has to be actions taken to make this a reality. You know, it's not to our benefit, not to the benefit of the peaceful human race, the good people, the poor people. It's not to our benefit to allow these crooked, traitorous, backstabbing bastards that make up governments to keep misusing their power and make one stupid law after another, one stupid decision after another, and they're ruining it for all of us. You know, we need to dismantle these systems. They're not going to dismantle themselves. We, the people, need to do it. The best way to make governments completely obsolete is to replace them with a better system and pledge our allegiance to the new systems. Remember in America, remember a pledge allegiance to the flag and what it represents? Well, boy, were we getting conned to do that. They had every kid in school saying that day after day, you know. It was always a morning exercise. Pledge allegiance to the flag and what it stands for. Well, now that we finally found out, you know, corporate America was formed in 1871. So why do we want to pledge allegiance to what the flag presently represents? You know, there have been people out there that have tried to wake us up to this, but everybody's been sufficiently brainwashed, you know? The corporate U.S. corporation is still running the show. They're still, you know, the Congress, that's corporate Congress. That isn't, they're not there to really serve you. They're there to serve the elite. And you get tricked into voting for them. That's why, hey, that's why I'm voting for president. That's why I'm running for president in 2024. Look it up. You know, go to BBS Radio. Look up my show, Connect the Dots, and look around. You'll see all the stuff that I'm bringing to the table. You know, the wars, and there was somebody who really knew what to do. And believe me, I know what to do. I'm not the only one, but I'm certainly one of the people who know what to do. I've got that gift. You know, I can walk into a situation and quickly ascertain what needs to be done and make the decisions split second. Because I got a lot of info to draw on. You know? Not everybody has all that info to draw on. So what's going to happen in 2024? Are you going to go out there and go for D? In America here, well, you ought to seriously think about it and find out about me. Just go to visit the old info connected to my show on BBS Radio. I mean, if you vote for the Democrats or Republicans, these are crooked organizations that are controlled by the dark forces. Why would you want to vote for another member of a crooked political party that can't possibly do what's right? Because they will be heavily controlled, you know. Tired of hearing people talk about Trump and how much people love him, you know. Get real. The guy had the presidency for 4 years. He couldn't get the Democrats and Republicans to get along. For whatever he did, and he did do a few things, what about all he didn't do, you know? He let everyone get jabbed in the back with a needle. The COVID needle, you know, he allowed that to go on, and he allowed a lot of other bad things to didn't address the chemtrail problem. Come on, as President of the United States, he could have stopped that with one of his executive orders, you know? And then he jumped in debt with the Israeli government. Come on. You know, Israeli people, there were a lot of good Israeli people. A lot of good Palestinian people, too. It's their governments that are crooked. And unfortunately, Trump was, Israeli government is evil. I don't care what you say. Not the Israeli people. You know, there's a few bad Israelis. There's a few bad people in every group. But most of these Israeli people are good people. I know a lot of them. Same with the Palestinian people. Most of them are good people. But their governments, they're controlling religions, over-controlling religions, have tainted both of these groups. And so just remember that President Trump, he was posing up over there with the Israeli people. And like I said, Israeli government, NFJ, and same with the Palestinian government, NFJ, same with most governments. And but the people are the ones that have to rise up and take, set up better systems, because if we continue to allow these crooked, evil governments, they will use their authority to make our lives as miserable as possible until the event finally happens. It's only a year away, but that could be a year of troubles. And like I said, both those wars are going to be ongoing. And guaranteed, if you in America here, come election day, you vote in a Republican or a Democrat candidate. I'm running as an independent. You know, I'm anti-political. I'm a common sense person. Understand that, first of all the solutions are known. We just need the right person at the top to make those good decisions. Guarantee I could stop both of those wars right now if I had the authority. And the only powerful authority to stop both those wars is the President of the United States. But we have a cloned moron in there. Nothing's going to get done. You know, he's a puppet for the New World Order, behind the scenes elites who still pull all the strings and control all the governments. I don't know. Hey, this is called a radio show. Tell me one government that isn't controlled by the New World Order. We'd all like to know. I'd be willing to listen to that. But anyhow, hey, it is called a radio show. Number here is 8627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. One potato, two potatoes, three potato, four. You ate it. That's it. What do you say, Jay? Anyhow, that's it. You know, this world will be what we make, and we need to take control of our world. The people need to take control. The governments need to be put in the backseat and stuck there forever. They need to be removed from their positions of authority, because everyone in government is misusing their positions of authority. You know, we always talk about, like, democracy. There are no democracies. You know, democracy implies kind of a majority all decides things. Well, there is no majority deciding anything. The minority, the evil minority, is making all the decisions. I said before, and I say it again, you know, let's stop thinking so great about republics. There are better systems than a republic. Because in a republic, you know, where you elect your representatives, well, it's meant well, but once you elect these people to office, control over them. You know, let's talk some real common sense here. You know? Sure, I might be running for president, but I'm doing it for ethical reasons, because I would never misuse the authority of being the president. I would use that authority to solve problems. But basically, that's it. If somebody gets elected to office, you've lost control. They don't have to do anything to you, you know? And you have no rights there, basically, because you've elected someone to have authority over you. Why would you want that? You know, and that's the way it's set up now. In a republic, the representatives have all the power, and you, the people, have none. America is not a democracy, and I say, show me one country which is really a democracy. I don't think there is one. We could create a democracy, you know, but there would have to be something created by the common people, because in the republics or dictatorships, the people who have the official authority have all the power, and you, the general public, have none. You know? So you think about that when it comes to election time in November of 2024. Do you want to continue this fiasco? Want to continue electing people that will slam the door in your face as soon as they're elected to office, and you won't be able to do anything about it? Because you're participating in a system designed, it wasn't originally designed to, but has become a system that controls you. And political parties are part of the control system. You know, the world would be better off without political parties. In fact, there ought to be a law against political parties. The only people running for government office should be individuals who have solutions. And that's what makes me the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. But I can't do it. You, the people, have to want somebody that knows the solutions to the problems, knows how to use a position of authority to make things better for everyone. If you're not willing to use your vote, which is only good for one day of the year, basically, the way the system is set up, as soon as you cast your vote, well, you've lost control. And if you're not electing someone at the top spot that can bring some sanity to the insanity, you've wasted your vote. In fact, you're part of the problem. You know, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And believe me, voting for a political party, a major political party, because all major political parties are corrupt. If you vote for a major political party, a candidate for that, you're part of the problem. You're perpetuating the insanity, because the systems we know as republics don't work at this point in time on this world, because the people can't be trusted. And even the ones you think you can trust, they can eventually become mind controlled or compromised via blackmail and other devious things. And mind control is a serious problem that needs to be addressed. And let me just refresh everyone's memory here. That it was only maybe, I don't know, 15 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago, I let you all know that there are evil entities from evil worlds, not of this earth, that are sneaking into our borders by inhabiting clone bodies. Yes, cloning is possible, and the evil ET races know how to do this. You know, basically, we're the bad guys, well, reptilians in general, but yeah, I'm sure there's a few good reptilians out there, but most of them, they're violent. Just watch the science fiction movies. And there's the insectoids with the toy type beings with the praying mantis heads and all those things. Yeah, there's a lot of bad creatures out there and a lot of violent ones. and bringing it into our borders now in the U.S. Cloned bodies. They've acquired cloned human bodies, and so they can walk around amongst us. And the only way we can stop that, scientists out there, come on, you, why haven't you invented the frequency detection machines? That's what you would need to detect these people. And that takes us back to the famous movie, They Live. If there's one science fiction movie that everyone needs to watch in this lifetime, it's the movie called They Live. You know, THEYLIVE. 1988, starring Roddy Piper, the late Roddy Piper, famous professional wrestler. And he puts on the sunglasses in the movies, and he's able to see all the ugly, creepy aliens, the anti-God aliens that are walking among us. Sunglasses also allow him to see all the hidden information behind billboards, magazines, what have you. And you need to watch that movie, and then it'll give you just a grasp, the tip of the iceberg of all what's been set up against us, you know? These creepy aliens and human bodies are still walking amongst us. And unless we have the frequency equipment to detect them, in the movie, they all you had to do was put on a pair of sunglasses. I don't think that product's been invented, but we could have a detection monitor, electronic device that these aliens are going to have a different frequency range than us, regular humans, and these devices should be made so we can all walk around and find out. We might be shocked a little as to who are the real human beings and who are these alien imposters in human bodies. Yes, this is all possible. You know, you don't think it's possible? Well, you prove to me it's not. Yeah. And turn the tables on that old one, you know, innocent to prove guilty. You know, the whole thing can get turned around, you know. I don't have to prove it's possible. I know these things are possible because I found this information in plenty of sources, and there's plenty of testimonials out there. And there's plenty of proof out there, really, if you go looking for it, that these things are possible. And I'll put the challenge to anybody. You prove to me it's not, it can't be possible. Good luck. But I don't believe you can. And of course, if you look in one of the famous teachings of Jesus, he himself said that all things are possible with God. So all things are possible. You know, I'll start with that. And many things are possible by devious minds also. you know, there's a responsibility when you gain the technological knowledge of how certain things are manifested, and certain things like time travel can be done with just having the physical knowledge of how to do it. The physics of knowing how to do it, you can do it. And if you don't have ethics, you can misuse. Anything can be misused, you know. Technology, you take a knife, it's good for cutting food, and but you can use it and stab someone to do it. So there has to be a certain bit of responsibility when you gain knowledge in these technologies. Of course, that's what how evil manifested. They didn't have ethics. They weren't thinking about anyone but themselves, or they were delusional to the point that they didn't care what they were doing to other people. They just went off on a power trip. And that's been the problem with the dark forces from where it started. I mean, some of them started hundreds of
millions of years ago, maybe billions of years ago. But in the more recent ones, like the Luciferian Rebellion, it goes out there, it started roughly a little over 200,000 years ago. And, of course, that is finalized. And all the bad stuff is going to end right after the event. And that's only about a year away. So there's something to look forward to, you know? Once the negative frequencies are removed from the presence of humanity, we all can easily get along. And we all won't have to worry about being bugged on the street or being harassed by electronic weapons or being subdued by electronic weapons or being over-controlled, over-taxed, over-mistreated. All that is going to disappear, so it's something to look forward to. And like I said, we all can make this happen faster. It has to do with putting our love vibrations out there. And, hey, I've done my share. I participated in some of the global mass meditations, and there's still more going on. Find out about it. Visit the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com, and participate. The more of us that participate in doing good things, the faster we'll make the event. We want the event to happen as soon as possible because it signifies the beginning of the end of evil. And we want evil to end. We're tired of it. And they never did us any good, and they're still not doing us any good. So we don't need evil people. We don't need evil extraterrestrial creatures from other planets interfering in our lives. We don't need that. And so it's important. Do your part. Go out there, smile at people. Protect love. Do favors for people. Be kind. Open the door for someone. Help someone across the street. Reject all the evil demands of the evil government. Stop complying with them. Stop conforming to the rules of control. Start walking away from allopathic medicine, you know, the routine tell your doctor. Well, these doctors are not qualified, most of them. They're not all good people, but they went to medical school, brain them. To work only with allopathic medicine. I've said it before, I'll say it again, just to wake everybody up. There are over 35 different modalities of healing. And the best one is vibrational. The equipment is starting to show up out there. Even if you just buy yourself a cell Sergio tuning board, you know, they're the best ones. And at special frequencies. And start working with a tuning board. Buy yourself a crystal ball. Not to go scrying necessarily and see the future like the gypsies do, but work with it. Enhance your energy, your invisible energy. Yeah, we're all loaded with energy, and we've been subdued by the controlling governments. So there's Jamie Forster's crystals, and if you're lucky enough, find yourself a machine, a frequency machine that can cure anything, you know. People like the Reich machine, sometimes known as the black box, can basically cure anything by using vibrational frequencies. And you can use light to cure things too. Yeah, different colored lights work. And of course, if you're worried about directed energy weapons, paint the roof of your house blue, because apparently we found out from Maui, and also the energy that was painted blue couldn't be touched by a directed energy weapon. And so it's an important thing. Color blue can be helpful in protection against directed energy machines, and they're going to be used up until the end. You know, who will be next? I don't know. Just hope it's not your neighborhood. But we can all stop all that thing now if we get rid of the evil government, the evil military forces. We all need to start working on that. We all need to set up alternative forms of government. Yeah, we need to take command of the situation. Like I said, come election day, if you vote for a Democrat or a don't want to be voting for any major political party because these are the people that are controlled by the New World Order, and they're not going to do anything for you. They promise you everything, and as usual, as soon as they get elected, they do nothing. They just slam the door and look at day after day. How many times are you going to allow these crooks, Democrats and Republicans, to keep slamming the door in your face? And if you vote for them, for a presidential candidate, you're just dooming all of us here in America until the event finally happens, because they're going to do nothing for you. And even if they wanted to do something, and of course they don't even want to do, but even if they wanted to, they wouldn't be able to do anything for you because they lack the brain power. You know? Government is supposed to be servant of the people. They're not servants of the people. They're servants of whoever gives them the extra bribe. That's the way it is. That's why the whole system has to be, you know, changed. Because the representative and a republic don't work. Because these people, you're always electing people in political parties that can't be trusted, period. And that's the bottom line. Hey, this coming to the end of the show. This is Connect the Dots radio show. Tell your friends to listen next week, you know? I'm telling you the truth about what's going on. Everybody should be interested. And everybody should start educating themselves beyond what they already know, because there's a lot happening behind the scenes, and if you turn on the regular mainstream media news, it's all, they give you a limited, manipulated story, and you're not finding out the truth. Hey, vote for me and I'll set you free, but I tell you what I can do, definitely get the political parties to start getting along and doing what it's supposed to be doing. Serving the people. Stop all the wars. Yeah. All right. There's a way to stop all the wars. You don't know that? Well, then why don't you be supportive of people like me that know how to stop these things? End all the flood problems. Again, go to BBS Radio. Find my website. You know, same website I used in the last election. That's where I began, and maybe you'll find out. I'm giving mention to those things. Blood control is easy. Don't go calling me Army Corps of Engineers. You know what the hell they're doing, you know? Really. Blood control is not done by simply putting up dams. Lack of knowledge. You're trusting in people that, you know, that don't really have the answers. And that's, we're talking about government. Government does not have the answers to individuals with a lot of thinking power, you know, we all have brains, but your brain is only as good as you turned it. And all the great solutions come from individuals. They don't come from councils or boards or any of those fake things that are set up. You know, what good is a board of council members or everyone's brain dead? How can they help you? You know? What good is the U.S. Congress when 535 morons that don't know they're helping the whole in the brain? What good is it? Well, it's time everybody wakes up and starts using a little common sense, you know, and stop complying. Yeah, I've mentioned before, but, you know, you got to learn about it. Stop complying with stupid rules. You know, we got those seatbelt rules. It's stupid. You don't need to wear a seatbelt unless you're like a brain-dead vegetable that can't think for yourself or you can't see or something like that. You know? Don't wear the seatbelt. They try to repress. It's oppression there. You know? I mean, you just go here and drive down the highway. We got signs over the highway. Highways keep all of it everywhere. Click it or just trying to pull you into doing something that really, there's no logic to. You don't need a seatbelt. And if you get in your car and put that seatbelt in, you're complying to evil government because they're forcing you to do something, which is not good for your health, really. your breath, half your life force is your breath, and you put that seatbelt on, you're restricting your breath. And of course, they love to do that, just like they tell you, want to brainwash you and force you to wear a mask, restricting your breath, because that weakens you. Well, I just have to say that. And listen, take the time to go to YouTube and check out my song, Jerusalem. You know, it's out there on CD Baby. You know, it's on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan, the CD Baby album. And the song is Jerusalem. Look for it on YouTube. You know? And that's what's good about CD Baby. They put your songs out there on YouTube. Hey, you can listen to the whole song for free, but the message of that song, Jerusalem, and there is the solution to the war in Gaza. Time to leave our hate and anger behind. You know? We all want peace, so let's bring our love into the street. Projecting love will gather love. Okay, come to the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown. You're going to hear my music at the end, my anthem. I got to be somebody. Listen to the words. It could be your anthem, too. Because maybe you want to be somebody. That's also good. Those songs can be found on YouTube, too. And, hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. And if they have a cell phone, they can actually call into this show. Okay, Mr. Engineer, it's time to take us out of here. Now, here is the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Without being clear to the world, my ideas.